Yesterday, I think I have to say was a bit of surprise. You know, there did seem to be some things that weren't going all that well within the club, but I wasn't expecting to see it come out publicly. What in your eyes happened yesterday?
Well, I think I can think back on my playing and coaching career and changing rooms that I've been in, it's not always been harmonious. But what you try to do is you try to keep that internal. And I think what happened yesterday was we have some passionate players at the club that took the conversation outside of the changing room. And I think it illustrates that just that the players are passionate. But what it also did was it made the changing room dynamic public, and of course as a result of that it provided a lot of questions.
Bobby, it seemed like some of these feelings were lingering for some time. When did you realize the situation had gotten this bad?
Well, Carl and I had a chat about it's approximately 3 months into the season, and there was a particular situation that had arisen, but That was the initial point of it.
Bobby Leonarduzzi, our guest here on Reach Deep, Dan Riccio and Randeep Janda. Bobby, when I speak to a lot of Whitecaps fans right now and I hear some of their frustrations, I think what they are kind of wondering as this team moves forward is what are the Whitecaps? What is the identity of this team, and what is the culture you want to set as president?
Well, I guess on a grand scale, I'd like us to be a very important part of the community that we're in. And beyond that statement, I think we're a club that has always said we want to develop Canadian players, and that vertical integration that takes place between our development system that we invest a lot of money in and our first team is something that we want to see more results from. And we obviously, the poster boy for that is Alphonso Davies. We saw Simon Colline come on at the end of the game. And there's a number of other players that we feel can push their way through the system. In addition to that, what we need is we need character players when we're recruiting. And we're going to spend additional money on the recruitment side of our club, and hope that will put us in a position to, you know, to not just identify the talent in the player, but also the character of the player as well.
You listen to Reach Deep. We're joined by Bobby Leonarduzzi, Whitecaps president. Bobby, some of the fans that I have a chance to talk to as well, and we hear from a lot, are fans are asking for clarity on how the club makes its decisions. Will there be a change in how decisions are made going forward? I know there's, a group of leadership that makes those decisions on behalf of the club. Is that going to be the case going forward as well?
Well, are you referring to the technical side of the club?
Well, the management. So that would be yourself and, as we know, Greg Anderson and Rachel Lewis.
Right. But when it comes to the recruitment side, Rachel is not involved in that process. And mm-hmm. Certainly Greg and I are, but and we also had a recruitment department up to this season, and what we'll be looking to do is actually bring that in-house. So there will be changes in that regard, but as I've said repeatedly when it comes to this question, the coach will have the final say on the incoming player.
How long until you name that coach, Bobby?
Well, we've spent some time now going through the process and had a lot of candidates from North America and all over the world for that matter. But we're hoping that we can do that within the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Is there anything to be said about a lot of the reports that it will be Mark DeSantos, the LAFC current assistant?
Yeah, I can't comment on that at this time.
Fair enough. Bobby Leonarduzzi, our guest here on Reach Deep. The reason I asked that question, Bobby, is it's not that it might seem like a long off season, but it's not the longest. And and saying that the manager will have much say in the new recruitment, and that makes a lot of sense. Has the search for new players and potentially new designated players already begun?
Yeah, that started a couple of months ago. So we've identified positions that we're looking to upgrade, and we've also identified players. So the coach coming in will have the benefit of the work that's been done to date.
Well, as you mentioned, you're in the business of attracting players to the Whitecaps. Is there concern that the reputation of the club has taken a hit after the last couple of moments and months, and especially yesterday?
No, not at all. And that comes from speaking to players that would like to come to Vancouver. We also have we have a top ranked academy here, so I think people from outside of North America look at our club, and they look at it more of as a European based club that has the system from development right through to the senior team. Now we have the Alfonso Davis transfer funds that we've committed to investing back into the club, and we have a great facility in a world-class city. So there are no concerns as it relates to attracting players.
Now, there are concerns, at least from a lot that I speak to, and on how this club has been able to retain players, and now we see Kendall Waston asking for his way out. There was the issue with Tim Parker at the start of last season. We can look back to Camilo and how that situation worked out as well, Bobby. Why is it hard for this club to keep its best players?
Well, again, and I don't want to go into a lengthy response, but Camilo left, and he left as a result of still being our player. So what did happen then was that we got the market value for him at that time because the club that purchased him realized he wasn't free. So it was $2.1 million that we received. So that was a very isolated incident that hasn't happened since in MLS, and I'm not sure even happened prior to that. So when it comes to that one, there's an easy answer to it. Tim Parker is still not signed in New York, and that was the whole issue. There was the wage. So and then as far as Kendall goes, you know, we've had 4+ seasons with Kendall. He's been a great player for us. I've spoken to him at length over the last week, and he's just looking to for a change of scenery at this point. So we're disappointed. We prefer that he'd stay here. But he also understands that he is a commodity, and we're not going to take anything less than the market value for him. And ideally, if we do are able to work a deal with another club in the league or a team abroad, then there'll be a piece that we can add as a result that will help bolster our squad.
Bobby Lanarduzzi, our guest, Whitecaps FC president. Back in on what you mentioned, that the club has already begun its search for finding new players and potentially new designated players. How does that process work? I know in my experiences around MLS teams, a lot of it comes down to connections that you might have in different circles with agencies and whatnot. How does that process work about scouting and starting to start those conversations with potential new players?
Yeah, that's exactly what you said. And having been in the league for 8 years, and even prior to that, you establish relationships with agents. And in our case, we have a full-time scout that is in Europe that it has been busy over the last couple of months and is now in looking at establishing the list of players and the positions that we're looking at. So it's pretty basic, but it does come down to the people you know throughout the world, for that matter.
Do you think that scope is large enough from the Whitecaps' perspective? Have you broadened that scope enough to find as many players as you possibly can that could potentially make a difference on this squad?
Well, I mean, up to now, it's how we've operated, but I think I mentioned earlier, we're looking at strengthening the soccer department and in particular the recruitment side, and bringing someone on that will be tasked with ensuring that we do have that that global reach that's required when you're looking for players to bolster your squad.
Bobby, I've talked to fans that are frustrated with the lack of, turnover with the squad, the decisions in the last couple of years as well, and they perceive a bit of a lack of a direction or long-term planning for the club. What is the club's philosophy going ahead when it comes to, you know, transfer fees? Are you going to be paying, and I'm not talking about big-time European transfer fees, but something similar to other MLS clubs where they're willing to spend a little money to get those young players that may be dynamic? Are you willing, or is the club willing to pay those fees?
Well, I think we've actually talked since the Alfonso move that that money will be invested back into players and also back into development and to the recruitment side. So that's a commitment we're making. We have been we've been a top third spending club for the most part. So our intent is to spend the money required to sign the types of players that can give us a chance to be a better team on the field. And you know, that includes DPs. We'll be looking at signing DPs. As to the amount of money that we're going to spend, I think that depends on the type of DP available.
And I think a lot of fans, Bobby, get confused in that salary equals success. I mean, we just saw the New York Red Bull win the Supporter Shield, and they're kind of middle of the road when it comes to salary structure. Is that, you know, New York, Dallas, where they have, a big-time academy feel in their squad, but also, you know, finding young players that they can kind of build around, is that a type of model that you look at that could work here in Vancouver?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt it can work. I mean, if you look at New York, and then you look at the winner of the Western Division, it's Kansas City, who have adopted a similar model for the last eight or nine years. So it's much like the rest of the world. You've got your top two or three clubs that spend more money, but you've got the rest that look to try to maximize the spending that they've got, and then beyond that, you're looking to bolster all of that with the vertical integration of the players coming through our system.
Now, I think there's that disconnect where, you know, you want to see academy players coming through, and yes, there's been Davies, and Russ has been a great story, and Brett Levi's as well. But this club has signed five or six homegrown players even just this year, and Colline got the minutes towards the end. We can tell the club wants to bring those academy players through, but Bobby, I don't think it's fair to say that we've actually seen them play all that many minutes besides some of the handful.
No, I it's hard for me to say anything other than you're right, but we need to make it work. There's no reason why it can't work, and we have the pathways. We have the players with the ability. And you know, what we need to do is ensure that the players that come through our system that we think are good enough get the minutes. And they don't need to be, you know, 8 or 9 or 10 matches on the run, but we need to give them minutes. We need to bleed them into the club. And there's no question that it can work. So it's not been good. It's produced, you know, an exceptional talent in Alfonso Davies. But what we need, and that's going to come along, and hopefully it comes along sooner rather than later, but he is an anomaly. But what we're looking to do is establish players that can come in and be good MLS players, and potentially, if they're good enough MLS players, move abroad.
It's been a tough couple of months for Whitecaps fans. Do you have a message to Whitecaps fans after a tumultuous couple of months for the club?
Yeah, I think we can look at what's gone on, and I mean, I don't want to suggest for a minute that, you know, when you look at the standings at the end of the season and you look at us being 2 points out of a playoff spot, that's something that we're excited about, because we're not. But it does prove that, you know, the matches that we either drop points to draws or to losses, you know, you win one of those and you're in the playoffs, and we're talking about a playoff game tonight. So I feel like we have an opportunity to reset and have a coach come into a structure that we can build around him that will enable him to flourish. And I don't see any reason why that can't happen. And looking forward to that. And you know, in saying all of that, so, and it just reminds me of yesterday. And the thing that I really want to stress is Carl Robinson had been with the club for 5 years as the head coach and two as the as an assistant, and you know, we're a better club now than we were prior to him coming. And we've won the conference. We've been in the conference semifinals 2 out of the last 4 years, Champions League semifinal in 2017. And Carl's worked his backside off over those 5 years along with his staff. So you know, I want to ensure that people appreciate that we appreciate what he's done for us.
Last one from me, Bobby, and that is, I think I've spoken to enough fans and I've spoken to people around MLS circles, and there's, I believe, and I respectfully say this, but I believe that there is, there's some question as to the level of ambition of this club. How would you respond to somebody questioning the ambition of the Vancouver Whitecaps?
I would suggest that's not accurate at all. We have a great deal of ambition, and we've had 8 years in MLS, and as referenced by you know, Carl's years here, we've been on the fringe, and been with this organization for 40 plus years, and you know, I've seen what works and what doesn't, and I think we're in a position right now to take all of the learnings and hit the ground running in this off season, and that started once the final whistle blew against Portland on the weekend. So I'm excited about the prospects of our club. Our ownership are committed. We've got two owners that Greg Kerfoot is involved in the Product Strategy Commission. He's the co-chair of that, and that's one of the most important roles in building the building of MLS. Jeff Mallett is on the broadcast committee, and that's a whole other area that's very important. So we have people that are committed. In the case of Greg Kerfoot, you know, he was going to build a stadium with no taxpayers' dollars, and when we were looking to join MLS, and we just couldn't get past all the red tape and bureaucracy. So I think we've demonstrated that if we made mistakes, what we need to do is correct those mistakes, and that's what we'll be doing. And we'll be looking to not just make the playoffs in 2019, but actually compete for a championship.
Bobby, we appreciate the time. We know it's not been the best couple of days, but we move on from here. Thanks for this today.
Thanks a lot, guys. Bye.
Sportsnet 650.